They call me the Dick Whisperer because of the way I make them rise. Tin hut like soldiers, ready to fight. Mystique gonna take good care of you, make you feel like a big kid now. So come grovel at my feet and give your mistress a bath.
Yo, I'm no chiropractor, but I'm about to crack your back. Everything you never knew you need is going down tonight. I hope you got your say, we're ready now. Let's take a flight. Have your elevator higher than the sky and thee. Floating on cloud nine in ecstasy. You be falling in love, making love to me. Now, girl, what's my name?
You know, when before the app, they got lucky to see me maybe 3 times a month.
Yeah.
Because Sonic shit add up.
It does. Quick.
But that app, though.
But that app,
happy hour all day. But usually I would always get...
It's 1-2 minutes from my house. You got to understand.
Okay. I'm with you.
When I'm headed home, before I had to make that final left, I'd be like...
I love Sonic. My daughter is named after a Sonic restaurant.
Mm, really?
She was named after the Sonic on the corner of Alicia Street and Shelby Drive.
I love that.
In Midtown, Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey. I named one of my daughters after a character on League of Legends. Caitlin on League of Legends. That's one of my daughters named after her.
I love Sonic. Chili cheese tater tots.
Ooh.
Got me through 9 months of pregnancy, baby.
Them hoes right there. I don't even fuck with chili cheese.
But and diced tots, onions though. And jalapenos.
Is that like a loaded chili cheese?
It is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That and a cherry lemonade or cherry limeade.
Strawberry limeade.
When you fucked up. No. Mm-hmm. You'd be mad because you've been sucked out of syrup by the ice.
Bro, you just
see, I be wanting more ice and less soda. Because I just love Sonic ice.
You never left that bitch somewhere just so it
can... I'm talking about a slush.
Come back to it later.
Oh, see, I don't drink the slushes. I get the soda and the
I've never had a soda from Sonic.
See, I get... That's why
I used to drink ocean water.
That's why I was saying I get the Sprite Zero in the flavor, but they gave me regular Sprite and regular flavor and a Root 44.
I kind of...
And my sugar went from like 100 to 400 in like 35 minutes.
Oh god.
Cause we was DoorDash and I was like, babe, we gotta go to the ER. I had to go to the ER and get some insulin.
Damn. I'm sorry y'all, I'm almost done.
You fine? Oh well. Oh wait,
I'm good.
I ain't gotta go to work tomorrow.
I'm sitting here trying to read all the words on the painting. What are you talking about?
Oh,
I mean, yeah. I'm on vacation.
It's a lot of them.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's count as vacation. I started a new job Monday, so I quit my old job yesterday.
Okay.
Because I said I was going to take me a vacation in between jobs.
I'm with it.
Bro, if I had known the same thing was going to happen, because Ebony pointed that out, because they shorted my paycheck and they owed me some money. So I kept staying, because I've been wanting to quit, so I kept staying longer to make sure the money got on my paycheck. But you know, and then I was talking to my friend. I was talking to Evan, and she was like, "So you stayed for the money? You ain't even get?" And I was like, "Damn."
Hold on.
I could have been chilling for my 2-week vacation that I planned, and I stayed there to be able to hound them for the money that didn't even make it to my paycheck that they owed me from 3 paychecks ago.
Jador, you know you ain't been to work in 3 weeks. Well, you know you ain't paid me right in 3 weeks.
Bro, they mess up. They done messed up. I got my time messed up because they clock you out for anything. They'll be like, I was messaging you in Teams. You ain't in, so we going to clock you out.
I wish a motherfucker would might.
Somebody else quit the other day. This girl got on the Teams right. Nice knowing y'all. She wrote that.
Damn. That's savage. That's fucking savage.
I laughed at that. So, and everybody was like, what this mean? I'm like, that girl done clocked out and gone by now. Y'all still sitting there talking about what this mean. That was funny though. Well, just put nice knowing y'all. Like,
that's dreadful. Well, yeah. It's happened at my job a couple of times. Like, peace out.
Usually, this was the most polite way I've ever quit a job, because usually I'll say fuck you around the room before I leave.
But this backfire on you one time when you tried to quit and they literally ran after you.
They did run after me.
They ran after you to beg you to come back.
And then I quit 3 days later.
Could have been me.
I work at South. And that girl, that was when I was working at South when they transferred me from Starbucks to the cafeteria. And I already didn't
want you worked at the Starbucks at South?
Yeah.
I see why you ain't worked there for 3 days.
I was there like a month.
Fuck.
I was at the Starbucks, but then they didn't get enough people in that Starbucks.
Starbucks at the school?
No, because that fucked up.
And they
slapped the shit out of
and they moved me to, and it was just like me and a bunch of little young college kids. So I was already annoyed by them. So I'm like, yo, I ain't trying to be y'all friends. I'm just here to work. So they moved me to the cafeteria, and they was too ghetto at that cafeteria. And that girl pissed me, and that girl got into it. I was in the middle of fixing somebody's food. I left that girl a plate, and I just walked off, and I walked out the back door. And I called Andrew to come pick me up. And the lady chased me down. I don't know, well, you probably ain't never been up back of South Cafeteria. It's like a little hill. And this lady chased me down the hill because I was gone.
I don't even know what South is. What's that?
University of South Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And the lady chased me down the hill. So I'm like, don't quit.
That's why I wanted Alicia to go to school.
I want to say it's a good institute.
It is a good institution. It's way better than it was when I was there.
Yeah, I want my daughter to go there.
It's also way more expensive than it was when I was there.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's because like that tuition from where I started to where I finished, it was like it went up like $150.
Gotta pay for football somehow,
right,
bro? And you know what? And that's what and you know what? That's what pissed me off because when I first decided
and that stadium, they decided to build.
When I first decided to go to South, I was like, yes, this is not a football school. I want to go to a school where athletics matter. Where academics matter. Oh. They ain't dealing with no football.
They broke.
I don't want to be on no football campus dealing
with... 2 years later.
Bro! And then when I got there, and the year I started was the year they got a football team.
Bro, I remember being at A&M.
I was so pissed off. I was like, I did not want to go to a football school.
Yeah. Course.
Oh, you're welcome.
What?
Because I was a part of the class that petitioned for that football team.
Damn. Niggas.
No, bro, legit.
The shade is real.
Legit, bro. So there was a...
Why?
Because we was tired of basketball.
I'm not an athlete.
That's all we had. It ain't about you.
Ooh.
It's about what was going to bring...
Well, me and all my friends...
It was what was going to bring prestige to that school. And realistically speaking, we was kicking ass in basketball. But people were so accustomed to basketball that we wanted something new. Like, the baseball team was doing well. They had just redid the stadium. But half the time when they was playing games, we were in class. So we never really got to support that. You would go to some track and field stuff, but if you really want to have eyes on your school, you got to have a football program. And what we recognized, and even though I didn't get to enjoy it, y'all had way better facilities. They got way more money. When ESPN signed them in to 2K14, 2K15, whatever the last NCAA game was, and they were supposed to be in 13, and ESPN forgot. Oh, and it was some shit. Not only was it some shit, they paid South Alabama $1 million over what they were initially going to offer them just to incorporate South Alabama into this game. So now you got South Alabama being represented in a nationally and one of the most popular sport games across all consoles. It brings eyes to Mobile because now they got Ladd Stadium incorporated into the game. People know that the Senior Bowl's held at last stadium. All that brings revenue. So it's while
all
it seems like
revenue and they still charging us.
Well, you gotta understand. No, so what you gotta understand is though. So for example, like the stadium, right? When they first started the football team, last stadium told them, okay, y'all got 3 years. And then y'all gonna have to try to figure out getting, you know, someone to, except for when ESPN came down. So when ESPN came down and they rendered this, so now it's like this the home of the Jags. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it gets revenue, but, I mean, let's be real. How much money do you make your boss every day? That is true. He ain't down there working.
Especially
with
you. This new job.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, everything is a corporation. Everything is big business. And everything is going to go that way.
You want to know something else funny, though? Right. When, because you know, they didn't want to start football games because of the pandemic. I found this out when I was working there. And Hancock threatened them.
But they going to have full capacity.
If you could speak into your
mic. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to be saying this.
Why not?
I ain't supposed to be saying this.
Why not?
Well, shit, I don't work there. But Hancock Bank had.
If you could talk
into your Hancock Bank, that's just what I heard when I was working there. They had three in the pool out of their store at them games. That's just
their name is on the field. Hancock Whitney Stadium. They just built you a 50,000. No, that ain't even 50,000. It's like, what, 26,000? Mm-hmm. Holds like 26,000 seats, something like that. Mm-hmm. But start hot, man. Tell us about this story.
Oh.
Let's go.
So, me and Mr. Mystique out over here, we going to try something new. And I was like, oh, baby, let's try this new position. We look. The thought was there. But the position, okay, how we were supposed to, we were supposed to come together like, join together in like this circle of like a ball, but I didn't realize that I had big thighs and longer legs and he has long legs. So we're sitting there, we're trying to get to, we didn't even get to the sex part. Because we were trying to
I wouldn't even tell that story.
Wait, is this like supposed to be like a yin yang? I'm trying to picture how
the idea,
cuz come on.
The idea, but I'm pretty flexible though, so I wasn't worried about my legs. I didn't realize that length of your legs matter.
What?
So, I thought my legs were short enough though, but he has longer legs too. So we ended up like fucking.
Where did you find this picture of this video of this sex position?
Because I am
so confused.
How did you come up with it?
I saw it somewhere, but I don't remember where I saw it.
You ain't worth a
you
damn.
You saw it in a dream.
You ain't worth a damn. You ain't worth a damn.
I'm going to find it again, but it was like, we were supposed to be enclosed together, and we were supposed to be able to be like a...
This... Bro, if y'all can see her rocking, oh my God. Y'all know like the big soccer ball thing where you get in the sphere and you run and you tumble with it? Oh my God, that's what you look like.
Don't tell that story no more without a picture reference.
Let me find it. Hold, give me a sec. I'm going to find
what I see is like an oyster shell. I don't think that's attractive.
But then Mr. Mystique was like, Dora, this is just wrong.
It was.
Because his leg was like right here on my ass, and his leg was right there, and we was up against the wall.
Wait, that's not like a starfish.
If you could, I'm so glad.
We're going to name that position Patrick from SpongeBob.
If somebody had if somebody was in our, like, looking through our window, they would have been like, these motherfuckers, what the fuck is her big ass trying to do? Because the wheel was there.
No. The wheel was there. But the way it was not.
Because I told him, I was like, baby, let's try something new. Come here. And I'm like, put your leg here. He like, what? I'm like, no, put your leg right here. And then you come closer to me. And you're supposed to be able to get in. But we couldn't even get to the fucking.
This sounds like a bad game of Twister.
I could literally see myself getting so pissed off. Like, look at him.
Didn't we even have sex that night, or did we? I think we laid down and started.
Y'all said fuck it.
I honestly,
y'all was tired at that point.
I think we just said fuck it and we started watching The Masked Singer.
My back popped, not shit.
That's why my hip hurt, because my hip was angled the wrong way.
So you done dislocated your hip.
Because I'm like, baby, sit in. I mean, what the kids call crisscross applesauce. I'm like, you sit that way.
Indian style.
Yeah, you can't say that no more. You have to say.
Oh, Native American style.
No, you say crisscross applesauce.
I'm not saying applesauce.
That's what they teach the kids to say in school.
Legs
they also
folded.
Don't teach these kids how to write in cursive. Guess what? I'm going to still call it cursive writing. And I'm going to still call it Indian style.
I just don't feel appropriate as a man paying bills saying crisscross applesauce. Hey, baby, you think you can sit crisscross
applesauce? No. I did say it. I was like, baby, sit crisscross applesauce. And I was like, you scoot up. And then I was like, I'm going to put my legs around you. And once I get my legs around you, then you release your legs. And then the penis the penis was supposed to slide elegantly into
the
vagina.
That's the problem. penis was supposed to slide elegantly into the vagina.
Yeah.
You trying to get some dick.
Y'all standing up?
No, we're sitting in the bed.
Sitting in the bed.
We're
So y'all sitting in his you sitting in his lap? Like,
no, okay. I gotta find a picture of it.
Please do, because
this sounds terrible. I'm just gonna be real. I'd be like, look, I'll just jack off. We can get
it's
just as bad as it sounds, okay?
But I wanted to try something new.
You wanted to try something new.
Not if we gotta have instruction manual.
The idea in my head. I promise you, the way it looked on the picture, it was almost like the turtle position, but you're sitting up.
Okay.
Like a turtle on its back?
No.
Oh, that's basically how I envision it. That's basically how I envision it.
Okay, do you know the turtle position? Imagine doing the turtle position.
What? I don't know. What's the turtle position? Even if I know it, our listeners don't. Where is the turtle position?
The turtle position is kind of like where one person is on their back, and then the other person.
I know I just said this.
Mounts on top of them, like, and it kind of looks like a turtle shell because you wrap your legs all the way around. That, but a little different. See, it was that right there.
That makes sense, though.
But no, but the picture I saw wasn't that. Everybody's knees was up.
Let me see. It's called the Gemini.
It's kind of like that, but like a
person. Oh, so you just took a shot of my astro sign just to make my back hurt. Okay.
Also known as the milk and honey position in the Kama Sutra.
Why?
Her name is Duchess.
Hey. But yeah, it's just like that. But you see, let me show you. You see it's this. Uh-huh. But instead of them sitting like that, you're balled together.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds very uncomfortable.
Yeah. It is.
But I wanted to try.
So is y'all like in the crab position? You know what I'm saying? Which is
no.
The crab
position.
Maybe the next time, Miss Mystique, you should do a handstand. Like, stand on your head, put your feet up against the wall, like you gotta be upside down, and you're gonna stretch out. And then she's just gonna walk into you like a plug and just go. And on that note,
this is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this has not been the safe word.
Sorry. That was my fault, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was a great episode, wasn't it? And I got what you need. Let me open up Pandora's box when you take heed.